listening to Astro Unicorn Radio.
By the time I was six, I'd already made an important discovery that I get along much better with animals than with humans. When I was 12, I began to sketch the libretto for an opera, which would declare my affinity in no uncertain terms. It was going to be about the self-destruction of the human race. It involved the takeover of the planet by species of morally enlightened frogs, fish, and associated reptiles. What I had in mind, I think, was a sort of, if the ghost of Richard Strauss will pardon the pun, a sort of aquatic toad of a clown. Sorry about that. There was, however, to be one human character on stage. The part was conceived for a boy soprano, and I'll give you one guess as to who is to get it. Anyway, the opera did not get finished, didn't even get produced, which was perhaps just as well, because the casting problems would probably have been insuperable. Some years later, I was taking a walk along a country road one evening, and as I passed a field in which about 3 or 4 dozen cows were grazing, I happened to be singing to myself a song by Mahler. Oddly enough, it was the song called St. Anthony's Sermon to the Fishes. And as I walked along, I glanced at the cows, and I noticed that they turned, glancing at me. So I stepped up the volume just a bit, and with that, the entire herd converged on the nearest fence. And it was an extraordinarily touching occasion. I really felt that a very special bond had been established. Certainly, I've never encountered it.
pieces from Rolf Trostel, old German electronic artist. And before that you heard the never released Franz Falkenhaus from the Strange Life release called Secret Microcassettes number 14. Maybe it's gonna be released next year finally in some weird format. Now we're listening to the new Aeroid.
Thank you.
sometimes. That feeling is lost. It's like when you're looking at a painting and try to describe it. Sometimes you just look around and everything's okay.
Thank you.
A Monopoly drone mixed with a John Denver. For some strange reason, they always go nicely together. We got some more new fresh Monopoly stuff coming up later in the show. And now it's time for the deep, super, super Chicago classic Distant Planet from Mr. Fingers, aka Larry Heard. distant planet. And for all the people living in Los Angeles or the neighborhood, I'm gonna play there this week, the 19th of December, together with DJ TLR, Man from Diatron, and DJ DJ Sometime. Yeah, it's at the Eagle Rock Boulevard at a place called Show Cave, I think. So if you're around, please come by. And it's time for some crazy, crazy Detroit, Chicago weirdness. It's Theo Parrish. And this track is called Asylum. A bit like a Video Clash craziness. Thank you.
has come to life. A machine with a terrible secret.
As long as the police think they were accidents, I have no reason to think there was any other cause.
I just want to know what the real cause is. It's not normal for things to happen that way.
Brooker, what happened to the lift? You must have an idea.
Modern technology gave birth to the lift. But the lift has made itself smarter, stronger, and deadlier.
Why don't you go to the police?
I haven't got any proof.
And now, the man responsible for making it safe is trying to make it stop. Killing. Take the stairs. Take the stairs.
I'm not afraid to
Say goodbye, but we have something in petto, as they say in Dutch for you, a little Monopoly drone mini mix with some of his upcoming stuff. And next week we have another episode of Uncovering Synthesizer Mysteries with Roland Jupiter 8 special Christmas special. Okay, have a nice week and holidays and stuff. I see you next week. Goodbye.